To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Alex Warren, The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you. You've heard this expression before, Alyssa. I'm sure that you have. We're living in a sim. I've seen it on social media. You know, we're living in a computer simulation. I think people post that whenever bizarre things just happen, when unexplained things happen.
Oh, yeah. I've seen so many different instances on TikTok of just almost like glitches in the Matrix. Unexplainable things that it's like we're living in a simulation.
It seems sometimes that life can be surreal. And I think people, just default to saying something like that. Are we living in a simulation? Like right now, my whole life is thrown off where it is, what, December 3rd today. Usually I have my Christmas lights up, my tree up. But because I have this broken ankle, because my foot is in a boot, I really haven't been able to do much of anything.
And he's out of commission, too, like through the holidays. That's what's crazy to me. Like, you did this doozy before Thanksgiving and you're out.
And so I could say something like, yeah, I feel like I'm living in a simulation. It's a computer simulation. This is not right. This is not my life. Well, I guess scientists are working on this. They're exploring this theory.
Oh?
So the thought process is that humanity as we know it is just a computer simulation created by a far more intelligent and bored species.
Whoa.
Like
Hold
aliens.
On. Wait, so you're saying that basically, like, the game, The Sims, we are some extra smart creature, intellectual beings. We are their, like, video game?
Well, sure.
They just watch us?
If we were living in a computer simulation, who would have created that simulation?
Yeah.
So scientists think it's aliens. But this new study seems to have the definitive word on this. The scientists have concluded that a fully consistent and complete description of reality cannot be achieved through computation alone. Meaning that we are not living in a computer simulation. It's impossible. It's way too complex. These daily lives that we lead, way too complex for a computer.
All that, Bill. All that. This early in this morning, you're making me have an existential crisis just to tell me we're not living in a simulation? Thank you.
Yeah, you're now stuck with making your own decisions again.
Oh, goody.
Sorry about that.
Love that.
Okay, is the time up yet on, what's her name again?
Amanda.
Amanda Barabas?
No, Amanda, you've got about a minute left, so we're really counting it down here. So, Amanda, if you're listening, might be time to ring us up. And if Amanda does not call back.
Yeah, if she doesn't call back, here's what's going to happen. 7 a.m. this morning. The next name that we call will win $250 of gift cards from Legacy Village.
That's a nice chunk of change.
If they call us back. So another name at 7 a.m. this morning. How do you get registered? How is it possible that we could call your name? Here's all the details right now. You've got Q104 this morning. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I don't know if you noticed how I rolled up to work this morning. Quite literally rolled up to work.
Oh, did you get it? I have not seen it.
It's right back here.
Oh, he did. He got a scooter, a knee scooter. They see me rolling. They hating. Oh, he's riding dirty, man. Let's go.
Let me tell you something. The knee scooter, game changer.
Really?
Yes.
Like, okay.
I can't believe how fast I got from the parking garage to the studio this morning. I don't know if I've gotten here this fast, just on my own 2 feet.
I guess I haven't checked with you since you've been in the boot. How long has it been taking, just say, to get from the parking garage at our work into the studio?
I don't know. Not that long, but, you know, maybe, you know, 5 minutes, whatever. But the thing is it's so exerting on me physically.
It probably, like it goes in, like, parts.
Yes, I have to stop and catch my breath. Right. I'm exhausted by the time I get to the studio, and I'm a big sweaty mess.
Ew.
Like, I've had to, like, take off my hoodie and stuff like that because I'm just so hot and overheated. Doesn't happen with the knee scooter. So, look at this. It's tricked out. It's got four wheels. It's got brakes.
It's got brakes?
It's got power steering.
What?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, my God. Is it automated? Like, could you just, like, press, like, zoom? You should get, like, Christmas lights. We should decorate it.
Oh, I should, because I haven't decorated anywhere else.
Yeah, we could decorate your scooter, though. There you go.
So, thank you to my friend Holly in Rocky River. She and Jennifer and her beautiful family, thank you for letting me borrow the knee scooter. Hopefully not for much longer. That would be nice.
You could always milk it once your foot is better. Just keep on keeping with the knee scooter. I'm sure it would just make getting around a lot faster, I would think.
Believe me, I really don't want to milk this. I feel so bad for my wife. In fact, maybe we talk about this later. I need to get something really, really nice for my wife.
Ooh.
Because she has put up with so much in the past 10 days. And I feel incredibly guilty. And yeah,
you got to do something really nice for her this year for the holidays.
Absolutely. Good vibes are on the way this morning. Also, after 7, actually right at 7 o'clock, the great gift card giveaway will call out another name. That person could win $250 in gift cards from Legacy Village. It's all coming up. It's Maddie in Macedonia. Maddie, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. What's your good vibe to share?
So this is sort of like miraculous in my mind, but my husband and I, we, you know, tried for a long time to have children and it just wasn't working. And we ended up having to do like 4 fertility treatments. We spent our like life savings having a child. And I am now 2 weeks out from having my second baby that just happened naturally. I mean, the doctors told me like I had like a 4% chance of ever getting pregnant naturally, and I'm about to give birth in 2 weeks. So I think every day I've just been walking around real grateful and like just feeling really miraculous.
Ah, the best news.
There's almost nothing else that we can say.
No.
That is just such an incredible good vibe.
I love the way the universe works sometimes. I really do.
I wish I could like go back and hug the girl, you know, years ago that thought I would never be a mom.
And now look at ya.
So during that time, you were infertile, and now it seems like you're over fertile.
We're really blessed. We are super grateful and just like enjoying these last couple weeks.
So your first child is who, and then who are you expecting in about 2 weeks?
My first child, her name is Angelica. My second child is going to be Maria. 2 girls.
Oh, you guys are going to have your hands full.
Yeah.
That's tremendous. Maddie, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That's an amazing good vibe.
Thank you.
The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So according to state law, it's illegal to drive with snow or ice on your car.
Oh, that's actually against the law?
Yeah, you're supposed to clean off the snow and ice off your vehicle before you drive it.
Oh, I'm glad that that's like a thing that people can get in trouble for, because I hate when that happens when I'm driving on the highway. Oh, what? Why are you looking like that? Do you not clean off the top of your car?
I haven't this week. Or I haven't. We've had, like I said, we've had the 2 snowstorms.
Yeah.
And yesterday, especially, because I have this broken foot, and so it's, you know, 4:30 in the morning. I'm not going to ask anyone in my family to get up and clean off my car for me.
Yeah.
So yesterday, this is the method that I employed to get the snow off my car. I opened all of my windows and just prayed that the snow would fall in the direction that I would want it to fall in. And for the windows, some snow fell inside the car. And then I roll the windows back up and I've got windows. But I didn't, I really didn't get my rear window. The top of my vehicle had snow on it.
Oh my goodness.
So yes, I have been in violation of the law.
You've been that guy. That guy just rolling down your windows. You're lucky there was no frost or anything that you didn't have to scrape off.
Right. Well, I do have the scraper right there. I think I could just get out, stand on one foot, and just go.
What a sight to see.
I know. It's been, it's terrible. Like, this is a bad time in my life right now.
Well, start cleaning the snow off the top of your car.
Things could be a lot worse. Believe me, and I realize that. It's not time to call it yet. Whose name do we call at 7 o'clock in the great gift card giveaway?
We're looking for Sherry Mixter. She's still got about 60 seconds left to call us back. So 1 minute, Sherry.
If she doesn't, 8 o'clock this morning, that means we'll have $300 in gift cards to give away to Legacy Village.
It just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
The great gift card giveaway. Are you signed up to win? If not, here's how
you... To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You do it. It's Q104. Am I the Bleephole? We're going to Middleburg Heights to talk to Michelle. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well this morning. Why does someone think that you're a bleephole?
Well, we just had Thanksgiving, and I had almost my whole entire family here because it's my holiday. I love Thanksgiving, and I love having all the family around.
Mm-hmm.
I have like 3 kids, and I have 4 grandchildren. And you can imagine, I have pictures everywhere of all my grandbabies. I have pictures of, going on vacation with my family. It's just, I just love having pictures all around.
Of course.
Yeah, this sounds like a Hallmark movie, like right now.
Yeah, I'm wondering how you could ever possibly be a bleephole here.
Well, thank you.
You sound so sweet, Michelle.
Thanks. Well, my oldest son, who's the dad of 2 of my grandbabies, has a fiance. And he has told me that she's very upset with the fact that I have all these pictures, including some of his ex-wife are in the pictures. I mean, you know, what am I going to do? I can't cut her out of the picture. And this isn't the first time he said that, you know, he's complained because she's complained. It makes her feel very uncomfortable. But it's my house, you know, and the ex-wife is still the mother of those two grandchildren. So
right.
I mean, she's still part of their lives. So am I being a bleep hole by not putting, you know, not taking down the pictures?
So you have your son and your son's fiance upset with you right now?
Yes. Yeah. And I said, they're my pictures. I'm going to leave them up. And he's horrified by that. He's like, well, she's not going to come over to my house if I don't take the pictures down.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know on this one. 216-474-0104.
I know.
You have an opinion on this.
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, let's get into it. Michelle has pictures up in her house of her children, her grandchildren. Contained within those pictures are pictures of her son's ex-wife.
Dun, dun, dun.
Her son's new fiance wants those pictures taken down.
Not coming over till they are gone.
Is Michelle the bleep hole for not removing the pictures? 216-474-0104. Now we're talking 7:30 banger this morning. Ursher. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're in the middle of Am I the Bleep Hole? Michelle just celebrated Thanksgiving at her house with her entire family over there. Her house is decorated. As you might imagine, a grandmother has lots of pictures of her children and her grandchildren all over the house. Her son's fiance has an issue with the fact that the son's ex-wife is contained in all of these pictures. She has asked her the son
soon
to say,
to be mother-in-law too,
can you get your mom to take these pictures down when I come over? Michelle's like, I don't really want to do that. Is she the bleep hole for not wanting to do that? Jenna in Brunswick, good morning. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning.
Is she the bleep hole?
I don't think she's a bleep hole. I am remarried, and my new in-laws have pictures of the original unit family and lots of family photos at their house, and I don't find them offensive at all because that's just part of the history of that family. And then my ex-husband's got a serious girlfriend relationship, and there are pictures of me in my ex-in-law's house, and she has expressed she noticed them, but she hasn't requested to take them down. I don't think the fiance, she can have hurt feelings, but also it doesn't mean that this grandmother is not excited for their new marriage and relationship, but
right.
It's okay that her pictures are up because it's just part of what their family has gone through, especially if the grandkids, those are very special pictures to grandma. So that's that's all I have to say.
Jenna,
so
let's go back to you for a second. So
okay.
In your mother-in-law's house, there's pictures of your husband's ex.
Yes.
And you don't have an issue with it?
No, because they're like wedding pictures of his siblings' wedding.
Okay, do you have a problem with the ex? Do you like her?
No.
No, you have no problem with her?
Nope. I have no opinion.
Just like
about
neutral.
So you don't, could you just walk, like, you know, you're walking down the hall and you see a picture of me. Can you just, like, punch the frame? Just.
Oh, my God. No, I mean,
I didn't have the sound of it.
There is a picture. Yes, there's a piece of me that's like, okay. But then, like, the kids are in it. My new stepkids. And it's cute. They're really cute at that age. And I don't think it's like a me issue. If I really have a problem with it, it's probably a me issue, not her, my mother-in-law. She is not a malicious person, and I wouldn't want to get rid of expensive wedding pictures either. So,
all right, thank you so much, Jenna. Let's go to another J name. This is Johanna in Parma. Johanna, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Do you agree with Jenna? Is Michelle the bleep hole for not removing the pictures of her son's ex?
I believe she's 100% on target with what she explained. Essentially, I mean, my parents divorced, my mom and, you know, my grandma and stuff never got rid of any family pictures or anything. I believe if the kids are in the pictures, essentially that shouldn't be wiped away or put away if the kids are included in those pictures, because that was a product that was an addition to the family. And so I don't think that should be put away just because somebody doesn't want to see another person's face in it.
Thank you, Johanna, for listening to us. Is it unanimous this morning?
I think it is. I'm looking through these texts, and I don't think anybody is calling Michelle a bleep hole.
Michelle, you're not the bleep hole.
No. Unanimous vote. No bleep hole.
I got all the evidence right here, Michelle. No bleep hole is the verdict on this one.
Hopefully, your son's fiance can get past this one. I understand having feelings, but...
Would you punch the picture? Would you just, like, walk by and just...
No.
Punch it?
Just walk past it. Don't pay attention.
Good morning, Adriana.
Good morning.
Let's play this game, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You versus Alyssa. Whoever gets the most trivia questions correct will win the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Adriana. In the movie Monsters, Inc., what are the monsters most scared of?
I don't know.
Gonna need an answer in three, two.
Oh, I don't know that one.
All right, let's move on to question two. The restaurant chain, known for its iconic red and white logo, also its Beijing beef and honey walnut shrimp.
Can Express.
Question three. What artist has released the albums 19, 21, 25, and 30?
Taylor Swift.
Question four. What is the name of the colorful teddy characters like Cheer, Grumpy, and Tenderheart?
Care Bear.
Final question. What three digits do you have to dial when calling another country from the United States?
Two, one, one.
All right, Adriana, let's count you up here. I have you down with two correct. Two out of five today. Is that enough to beat Alyssa? We'll find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, the Q Morning Show. All right, it's Alyssa versus Adriana in Cleveland, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Say good morning to Adriana.
Good morning, Adriana.
Good morning.
She just went 2 for 5, Alyssa.
Not bad.
So you need two of these questions correct to tie her. Any more than that, you're going to win the game. Question one, in the movie Monsters, Inc., what are the monsters most scared of?
Adults.
Sorry, it's the children. The monsters are scared of the kids.
They are? I gotta rewatch that.
Me too.
Question number two. The restaurant chain, known for its iconic red and white logo, its Beijing beef and honey walnut shrimp.
Panda Express.
Got that one. Question three. What artist has released the albums 19, 21, 25, and 30?
Adele.
Adele is correct. Alyssa has two. She gets the tie today. Question four. What is the name of the colorful teddy characters like Cheer, Grumpy, and Tenderheart?
Care Bears.
Care Bears is correct. Final question. What three digits do you have to dial when calling another country from the United States?
888.
Sorry, it's 011. That is the international dialing number, and then you would dial the country code.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just turn my phone off if I go to Mexico.
Adriana, thank you so much for listening this morning. Alyssa gets the win. However, we do have these SpongeBob movie passes for you.
Cool. My name is Adriana, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa, but we're not the only one here. Who's this?
This is Melissa. Oh!
Melissa Wells?
That's me, the one and only.
And are you in Wadsworth?
I sure am.
Melissa Wells, you have $300 in gift cards to Legacy Village.
Incredible.
Oh, my God. I didn't know what else to play, so I'm just going to play this.
I think this is very fitting.
I think we need like a Christmassy thing, though, don't we? Like,
yeah.
Like a Mariah Carey. Like
maybe we can reach out and have her make one special just for us. Melissa, $300 to Legacy Village. Are you going to spend it on yourself? Are you going to spend it on holiday shopping? Do you have any idea yet?
I'm going to do all of those things.
Okay. I like that answer.
All right. The great gift card giveaway continues. So at 9 o'clock this morning, we'll have another gift card to give away, a $50 gift card to Legacy Village. For some lucky person at 9 o'clock this morning, you can register to win right now at Q104.com. Melissa, hang on. We got to get some more information from you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Also, my kids keep calling me Unk. Do you have any idea why, Melissa?
Sadly, I do.
You do? Okay.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, let's get into this next because I think I need to know what it means. After Taylor. Okay. It's Q104. So my kids keep calling me Unk.
And I've heard that before, Unk, and I've just assumed that it means uncle, and now that I'm thinking about it in the context, I feel like that's not correct.
That's what I thought it was. And I thought that I knew the word because I've heard it on Saturday Night Live, so I knew that it was out there. And then my wife says to me last night, she said, I thought Unk meant uncle. Like it was like slang term for
That's
uncle.
That's what I thought too.
Like your old uncle.
Yeah, like, hey, Unk.
And my wife's like, no, Unk is uncool. Not uncle. And I've been looking around. I've been Googling this. And I'm not finding that. I'm not finding uncool. I'm finding uncle referring to someone who's old. Check, that's me. Old-fashioned. I don't know if I'm old-fashioned.
You did say that you wouldn't let your wife snowblow the driveway. Throwing that out there. That feels pretty old-fashioned to me, but whatever.
Okay. Touche. Out of touch with current trends. I don't know. I might be... I think I'm in touch with current trends, but there's also trends that I don't like TikTok. I just don't like it. I know what it is. I just don't enjoy it. And so I don't waste my time on it.
Like, you do know what the trends are, but I wouldn't say that, like, when you participate, like, when you say Riz, it's wrong. Like, it just feels wrong to me. It's not natural.
No, that's true.
But, you do know what they are, so I'll give you flowers for that.
All right. Unk and Alyssa this morning. 9 o'clock, we're going to call out another name to win a $50 gift card to Legacy Village. How do you get signed up to win? How do we call your name? Find out.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now. Raven Lene, Love Me Not. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. This survey, according to this survey, millennials are 10 times more likely to get a prenup than boomers. I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
And when you strip it down, it becomes a little more sad when you get to the reasons why. But first of all, according to this survey, 39% of millennials have a prenup. Compared to other generations, 37% Gen X, 26% Gen Z. The reasons why, 77% of millennials say it's because of their student debt.
Yeah, we are the student loan generation.
That's why they have the prenup, to protect their partner from debt.
Maybe we should have done that.
So that answers my question.
Because I was about to be like, well, I don't own anything. What is he going to take from me other than the cats? But, I mean, it protects your partner if you're drowning in debt at 18, like a lot of us have been.
Does Bryce have student debt?
He doesn't.
Okay, so he does not. You do.
I do. Okay. I do, big time.
Yeah, it's something that never occurred to me. I just don't think that way. I'm not wired that way. I don't think about money. I don't think about the future.
That's not me in the household either. Like, Bryce is the money person. I make sure that the bills are done, but like everything else, it's him.
And Paula had more student debt than I did when we first got together, but we combined our finances, like, even before we got married.
Really?
Like, how risky was that?
That's so risky. That could have gone so poorly for you. I'm glad that it didn't.
And the thing is, the reason why, I mean, the context matters. Paula used to work in the world of finance. Now she kind of works like it's financial adjacent. But I mean, she was just so much better with money than I was.
We've talked about this before, that Bill and I, neither of us are particularly good with math, numbers, money, budgeting. We try. We put in a good effort, but it's definitely not our thing.
It never, ever occurred to me to ask for a prenup, although I'm pretty sure that Paula, it would not surprise me. It would not shock me at all if God forbid, if Paula and I ever decided to get a divorce, like if she just doesn't have her own separate account with a ton of money stashed away.
Oh, my God. Like, could you imagine?
She'll be like, you want to get divorced? That's fine.
All right. I'm ready.
I got plenty of cash right here.
What day did you want to get your stuff out? Did you book the U-Haul yet?
Yeah, I would have no idea what to do. I don't know where my money is. 216-474-0104.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have one, but maybe this is more common with younger people.
I'm just curious. Why do you have a prenup? Why do you have it? 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104. Stephanie in North Olmsted. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you and your fiance are getting a prenup.
Yes, we are getting one.
How did you decide on that?
I mean, I'm the one who brought it up. And my fiance at first wasn't wanting to get one initially, but years ago, my mom, when, you know, I was a kid with my stepdad, you know, she was married to him for 20 years and she had a big fat 401k. And when they got divorced, he took half of her retirement.
Okay, so he took half, but your mom still got her half then when she retired, right?
She can't retire now because...
Because your stepdad took half of her 401k.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so you were obviously affected by that. And that is that one of the reasons when you went to your fiance, you said, you know, look what happened to my mom.
Yeah, like lesson learned.
Yeah. You know, I'm drafting up a prenup, you know, making sure that none of our retirement funds are going to be affected. So he gets to keep his retirement. I get to keep my retirement.
Okay. So you're putting that in writing?
Yes.
Smart.
You know, like, I just want to keep myself and my fiance safe when it comes to that, for just in case.
Thanks for calling. It's Q104. Melissa in North Ridgeville. Melissa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Are you engaged to be married?
Yes.
When is the wedding?
Next month.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it's coming up.
Yeah, pretty soon.
And what are you going to be doing tomorrow?
Signing my prenup tomorrow.
Okay, so you guys are signing a prenup.
So whose decision was it to sign the prenup? Was it yours? Was it your fiance's? Was it a mutual thing?
Mine, and then it became a mutual thing once we talked about, you know, reasons for it being important.
You got him on board.
Was it awkward at first to have that conversation, to get into that?
No, not really, because this is second marriages for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with the caller that called before about her mother's situation, where she had to give half her 401k. That didn't happen to me previously, or it didn't happen to my fiance previously. But you hear horror stories from, you know, friends that and family divorced, yeah, and how, you know, things didn't go financially.
Was that the number one reason for you? I mean, was there like one thing that you're like, I need a prenup for you? I love you. I can't wait for our wedding next month, but we need to get this prenup.
We got to knock this out.
Was there one thing?
Yes, I had a coworker who, the person that she is now dating, his divorce took 3 years because of fighting over his 401k, because he had a wife that was a stay-at-home mom.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So similar to what Stephanie was saying.
Yeah, so you just watched that all go down and you were like, not me. Don't want that to be me.
Yeah.
So what happens after you sign the prenup? Do you go out to lunch after that? Like, do you celebrate? Like, what do you do? You gotta make it fun, right?
Yeah, we should do that.
You should do that. Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate you listening to our show.
Thank you. You guys are making my drive a little easier.
Oh, I appreciate that. Good luck next month. Congratulations to you.
Yes, congrats.
All right, so we've got the great gift card giveaway happening all this week on the Q Morning Show at 9 o'clock this morning.
We're going back down to $50, but we do have one more gift card for Legacy Village.
Hey, $50, not too shabby.
$50 is $50.
So we might be calling your name at 9 o'clock this morning. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, we're going to do that right now. We need a contestant. Caller 14, 216-474-0104. What do we have for you? We have advance movie passes to the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. It's going to be a week from Saturday at Phoenix Great Northern.
I keep forgetting, too, there's also, like, free popcorn for each guest included with these tickets.
Well, you just made it so much sweeter.
Free popcorn and drinks.
Take on Alyssa in Alyssa's College of Knowledge in less than 10 minutes. I have TJ in Amherst ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. TJ, good morning.
Good morning.
You know the rules. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You versus Alyssa. Whoever answers the most questions correctly will win the game. If it's a tie, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. TJ, are you ready?
Sounds good. I'm ready.
Question one. Is a French horn a brass instrument or a woodwind?
Brass.
Question two. In the 90s, what sport had a scandal that featured Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan?
Ooh, not sure. No answer.
No answer. You should at least guess a sport.
Women's tennis.
Question three. What is the name of the former daytime TV talk show host who used to have outrageous guests and the audience would chant his name?
Drew Carey.
Question four. What virtual pet required owners to clean, feed, and care for it to keep it from getting sick or worse?
No guess.
No guess. Final question. The and symbol when you're texting. Think of it. Now, what is that called?
The and symbol?
Yes.
I don't think it's an asterisk. I would just have to go with a cursive asterisk.
All right, TJ. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was bad.
It didn't. Yeah, it wasn't great. You only got one. However, maybe these are the toughest questions in the world, and Alyssa is going to do just as bad. We'll find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues. Part two of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Say good morning to TJ in Amherst.
Good morning, TJ.
Good morning, Alyssa.
TJ is being driven around right now. Is that right, TJ?
Yes.
Who's driving the car?
My wife. We just had to drop her kid off to the babysitter.
All right.
Aw.
And your wife was no help to you either during this game.
Yeah, I couldn't cheat on it. It was tough.
TJ only got one correct out of five.
Oh,
so this game could be over really, really quick, especially if you get the first one, then you're going to get the tie.
Well, let's see what happens.
We need answers to these questions. Question one, is a French horn a brass instrument or a woodwind?
A woodwind?
No, it is a brass instrument.
See, I was going to say that, but it felt like a trick.
Four more questions left to get the tie. In the 90s, what sport had a scandal that featured Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan?
Ice skating.
Ice skating is correct. Figure skating. Question three. What is the name of the former daytime TV talk show host who used to have outrageous guests and the audience would chant his name?
Oh, Jerry Springer.
That is correct.
Jerry, Jerry.
Question four. What virtual pet required owners to clean, feed, and care for it to keep it from getting sick or worse?
Tamagotchi?
That is correct. Final question. The and symbol when you're texting.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that called?
An ampersand.
Yeah.
I love me an ampersand.
So you missed the easiest question and then nailed the rest of them there. TJ, thank you so much for playing. I'm guessing that you're younger than Alyssa. Is that, am I correct in that? Are you under the age of 30?
I am 30, yes.
Ah. Okay.
But it was fun. I wish I could do better, but it was fun.
Well, on the upside, we do still have something for you. And now that I know how old you are, I assume that you're probably a fan of this just like me. The SpongeBob movie is coming out. Four tickets. You got them.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much. My name is TJ, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.